This is the Gen X Gamer
Podcast. What's going on, guys? Welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So it's been a couple of weeks since I put out a fresh episode. I know the last episode I did was The Last of Us, which I just currently went through those two games on the PS5. And a few things have changed since then, and I want to kind of sit down and put out an episode basically updating you guys and let you guys know what I'm playing now and what's changed since then, and so on and so forth. So since going through The Last of Us Part 1 and Part 2, I've actually gotten in a MSI Creator 15 laptop that I recently purchased off of Amazon. It's a gaming laptop, but it's also like a creator laptop, like as if I wanted to do like videos, basically anything, like create like podcasts, really creating anything, but you can also game on it too. This laptop currently has a 3080 in it. You know, it's built for gaming too. I mean, it's created a laptop, so you can also, like, you know, game and stream and stuff like that, because that's technically creating content. But I'm not really here to flex about my laptop and, you know, what all specs it has. I'm just basically letting you guys know that I was trying to put it back out there that I'm back into PC gaming again. Since getting this creator laptop, I've actually, as I stated, jumped back into PC gaming, and I picked up Returnal when Returnal came out for PC. I was actually really hyped and stoked about that game coming out for PC, and then getting close to when that game got ready to be released, my actual desktop, as I've stated in previous podcasts before, my gaming desktop actually died, and I was really like bummed out about that because I was so looking forward to playing Returnal on the PC. Just because I prefer PC gaming. I like PC gaming better than console. I had Returnal on the PS5 because at one time I owned a PS5 and I picked up Returnal. I actually think I maybe have put out an episode on Returnal. I'm not really sure without really going back and looking. But I really like Returnal. Returnal is a roguelike game. And it's also a bullet hell game. It's really fun, and it's made by Housemark. And it's a very difficult game. A lot of people like to compare it to Souls. It's not really a Souls game. I mean, it's difficult like a Souls game. But as I stated, it's a bullet hell. And it's a roguelike game, so every time you die, you know, it's always like changing up. And with this game, when the game first released, it was a lot harder back then than what it is now, because they've actually put out some updates to where you can co-op. When the game first released, you couldn't co-op, and they actually have it set now to where, you know, if you're playing the game and you decide to stop playing, you can actually get off the game and you can save your run. Now before, like when it first released, like if you turned off your console and, you know, whatever you were playing on it, I guess it would have been console back then because it wasn't on PC, but if you were to turn your console off and stop playing, you would have had to have start, you know, you would have had to start all over again. There was no way to save. So they actually implemented like a way to save your run if you're ever in the game or whatever. But this isn't really about Returnal. That's one of the games that I picked up since I've started back PC gaming. Like I stated, I was really stoked about that game, and it finally got released on PC, and I pre-ordered it. I mean, because I got my gaming laptop before the game was actually released, so I pre-ordered the release on Steam, and I played it, you know, day one, and it's just as awesome on PC as it was on PS5. I really enjoy it, and I play it from time to time. I think I'm only on like the third biome because, like I stated, it's such a difficult game, and it's a good, you know, a good time killer, and I like to sit down and play it from time to time and really get into it. And then I've also picked up, which I just recently picked this up last week, I think. I just recently picked up the Dead Space remake, and I was really stoked about the Dead Space remake because Dead Space is one of those like horror games that I really loved from back in the day on the Xbox 360. I actually had Dead Space. I think I remember playing Dead Space 1 and maybe it's either 2 or 3. I can't remember. I didn't really play all three of them in succession. I do remember Dead Space 1 because I owned that game and loved it. But as far as like Dead Space 2 or 3, I really can't remember a whole lot from it. I want to say I played either or. I either played 2 or 3. I just can't remember which ones it was or which one it was that I played. But Dead Space on PC is fantastic. They really did a good job with the remake, and it runs really smooth, which, I mean, the way I have my gaming laptop set up, I have it set up with like VSync, and I have it basically set up to where all my games will run at 60 frames a second. I actually have a 4K OLED screen on my laptop, but I don't game in 4K. I game in 1440p because I really don't care about gaming in 4K. And you also get a few extra frames. They say the sweet spot is 1440p with PC gaming, so that's where I try and keep my game, you know, my resolution at. But a lot of the games now are coming out with DLSS, which is a deep learning super sampling. And what that does is it kind of downgrades your game visuals, and it kind of boosts it back up to, I mean, almost like what resolution you're trying to run it at. Basically, it's kind of a way of giving you like extra frames in your game, but it kind of like it like down samples your picture, but it like checkerboards it back up to almost like the resolution that you're trying to run it at. And it's kind of a weird way to explain it, but it's an awesome technology that has been put out by NVIDIA. And actually, I think AMD has put out their own. I think AMD's version is like FSR, but they kind of put out their own version of it. But it's a really great technology, and it's a really good way to get frames and games, you know, and to get extra performance just by changing some in-game settings, as opposed to having to like run out and buy the newest hardware. DLSS is, they have DLSS on the Dead Space remake. I've run a lot of my games on like high and medium settings. With a 3080, I mean, I could probably technically run it all on Ultra if I wanted to, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like when I game on PC, I turn a lot of stuff that I really don't pay attention to down, like shadows and like volumetric fog and clouds up in the sky, stuff that I really don't really pay attention to. I turn all that stuff down, and everything that, you know, that I really look at in the game, I'll turn all up on high, but it runs really well with VSync and everything on. I'm getting 60 frames a second, if not more, so it's like running really, you know, really smoothly. I don't really see a whole lot of hiccups in the game. As far as like, I mean, just gameplay in general, I'm really loving the game. I loved it back when it came out on the Xbox 360, and I put out an episode a month or two ago, back in November, whenever the Callisto Protocol came out, because the Callisto was kind of based around what Dead Space, the people that made Callisto, there's actually like an offshoot of, you know, the people that worked on Dead Space. That's why the games are so similar and they look, you know, almost identical. Callisto was all right. I mean, it was kind of like a Dead Space ripoff, you know, with just, you're playing as Josh Duhamel. I mean, you got like a movie star in the game, and I think Callisto was decent, and you know, and it held its weight. I was really hyped for it because I love Dead Space so much, and I kind of figured we were done with Dead Space and we weren't going to get anything along the lines of like another Dead Space. Luckily we got a remake of the first game, but Callisto kind of filled that void of what I was looking for as far as like another Dead Space game. And I feel like Callisto was an all right game. It just wasn't as good as Dead Space is, and going through the remake again, it just makes me realize how much I love that game and how much I really enjoy the Dead Space games. And just it's an overall phenomenal remake. I mean, all the remakes now are coming out, they're really doing well, and I would much rather have like new games, like new IPs. It seems like here lately we've just been getting a lot of remakes. Like, I mean, like, take for example the Resident Evils. I mean, we've gotten Resident Evil 1, 2, 3, and now 4 is coming out, and all those, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4 are all remakes of the original game. You know, we got a remake of Dead Space. I mean, The Last of Us, the first game, got remade. I mean, it seems to be the thing now. Instead of putting out new games and new IPs, a lot of the games are being remade and just remastered instead of something fresh and new. And I enjoy the remakes and the remasters, and it's nice to go back through those games again that you really enjoyed and really loved. The Last of Us is a perfect example of that, because last time I played that game was on the PS3. I didn't play it on the PS4 when it came out on PS4, but I actually picked up, you know, the remastered version on PS5 and went through it again and completely, you know, fell in love with the game all over again. You know, you play through part two, and part two was actually a PS4 game. Never get, you know, it didn't get it. I feel like that game doesn't need a remake. They don't need to remake that one for the PS5. It plays perfectly fine on the PS5, even though you're playing the PS4 version. But either way, I mean, they're both great games. But I just feel like I would like to see a lot more like new IPs and newer games coming out, as opposed to all the games being remade. It's nice that, like I say, it's nice to go through those games again. Ones that you really enjoyed, and you know, maybe you'll get lucky and they'll remake a game that you really liked. I don't ever remember playing Resident Evil 4, but I know that game's about to come out soon. It's the next game that was remade. They pretty much remaking all the Resident Evil games, but I'm sure Resident Evil 4 would be great. Maybe I can actually go through that game and play it, you know, for the first time, and you know, play the newer version, the remastered version, and kind of experience that. I think they also have like a VR version of Resident Evil 4. I think it's on the PS VR 2 or whatnot, but I mean, I don't have a PlayStation anymore, because once I got my gaming laptop in, I kind of gave the PS5 back to my youngest son, who gave me his PS5 when my desktop died. But I gave the PS5 back to him, so I mean it would really be pointless for me to even buy the PS VR 2, even if I wanted it. But at the same time, the VR costs more than the actual console itself, and I had an Oculus, and I just really didn't. VR was fun for a little while, and then it kind of died off really quickly. It just lost its fun to me. I mean, I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying it doesn't really hold its weight with me, and I'm not really head over heels for VR the way, I guess, you know, other people are. And if you like VR and that's your thing, you know, more power to you. And if you have the VR too, and you're enjoying it, that's fantastic. You know, that's you. That's your prerogative, and that's what you like what you like. But I'm just saying VR is not for me. You like Resident Evil 4? I think there's a. It may be already out. out, or if not, it's coming soon. So, I mean, you can actually play that game in VR, and that's pretty cool. But I kind of wanted to just basically sit down and give you guys a heads up of what's going on right now. I know the episodes aren't really coming out as, you know, in quick succession like they were. You know, I was like, you know, putting them out pretty regularly. And as I stated before in my other podcast, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm on another podcast called Horror Makes You Brave with my friend Landon, and we talk about horror movies. And I also started up another podcast with my brother-in-law, Jay Squared, and that one's called Rock's Not Dead. And we talk about rock and heavy metal music and like bands and everything. So I'm on like three different podcasts. But I'm really trying to put a lot of focus into like those other podcasts. I mean, this is my true love is gaming. And I would love to sit down and just like, you know, spitfire episodes to you guys as much as possible and quickly for you, but I just can't. Something really has to be. I like to sit down and talk about stuff. Like something really has to happen for me to want to sit down and talk. I can't just sit down and talk and talk about random stuff. Like I have to, something like a game's got to come out, or you know, maybe I haven't recorded in a little while. I kind of want to give you like what I call like an update episode. Just basically let you guys know what's going on and what I'm doing right now, and you know, let you know I haven't given up on my podcast and I still want to put content out. So that's kind of what this episode was tonight. I wanted to kind of, you know, let you guys know that I just, you know, I play Returnal, and now I'm actually going through the Dead Space remake. So that's currently what I'm gaming and or what I'm playing right now, and kind of wanted to give you guys an update and let you guys know what was going on, you know, for the fans out there that listen to the show. And I greatly appreciate each and every one of you fans. And if you're new to the show, by all means check out my podcast on Apple Podcast or Spotify, wherever you get your Google Podcast, wherever you get your podcast fixed. Go on there, leave a like, leave a comment, a review, leave a 5-star, leave a 1-star. I mean, whatever, however you feel about the show, and every little bit helps. And the algorithm may or may not be a real thing. And I would like my show to get spread around and be noticed by a lot more people. And I really like sitting down and talking video games. I like sitting down talking about rock and heavy metal music. And I also like sitting down and talking about horror movies. So those are my three loves and my three hobbies I like to sit down and talk about. So that's why I'm on these podcasts. But check out the other podcasts as well. Horror Makes You Brave. If you like horror movies and you like, or like listening people talk about horror movies, go check that podcast out anywhere you get your podcast fixed. And also go check out Rock's Not Dead. If you like heavy metal and you like hard rock music, that's what me and Jay Square talk about. So check out any of those three podcasts, and that's where you can get your Maddie Ice fix. And as I stated, you know, go leave a review. You know, any three of those shows, go leave a review, and just kind of, you know, put your constructive criticism out there, and we'll take it and use it and apply it to our show. Leave a star rating, 5-star if you love the show, 1-star if you don't. And also there's Twitter pages for all three of these shows. There's a Twitter page for Rock's Not Dead. There's a Twitter page for Horror Makes You Brave, and there's also a Twitter page for the Gen X Gamer podcast. So drop by the Twitter page, leave a like, leave a comment, and just, you know, let us know that you've been there, and I will reply back to you. But until the next episode, guys, that's all I really got for you. Kind of wanted to put out a little filler episode and let you guys know what was going on and what I was doing, what I was up to these days. So until I see you on the next show, guys, you guys take care, be cool, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.